Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The June 2011 issue of the Cochrane Library sees the publication of a new Cochrane review relevant to palliative care. The review approaches this from the perspective of the caregivers for the person at the end of their life. Bridget Candy from the Marie Curie Palliative Care Research Unit at the Royal Free and University College Medical School in London, England, describes the findings.
Regardless of whether a patient at the end of life phase of a disease is at home or elsewhere, and despite input from health professionals, family and friends are central to their care. However, being in this position can involve considerable physical and psychological and economic stress for the family or friend. The carers experience the suffering of someone who is close to them and might need to adjust to a role without having sufficient information to help them. They may need to provide long hours of care, which might also come with financial strain, as well as having to be involved in end-of-life decision-making. A range of supportive programs are being developed, including educational and psychological support and practical assistance. Randomized trials have been done of supportive interventions for informal caregivers of patients in the terminal phase of a disease, and our Cochrane review brought together this evidence. The review allowed us to examine the effects on the caregiver's physical and psychological well-being, including, for instance, how they coped with the caring role. We had to develop an analytical strategy to manage the diversity of the trials we found in our review, however, as there were many different types of interventions and many different measures for assessing whether the interventions were effective. To overcome this, we grouped the interventions not by content, such as whether they provided educational or emotional support, but how they aimed to facilitate change. We wanted to separate interventions that were directed at the carer from those that might act indirectly via patient care. To overcome the challenges of trials using different outcomes, we combined data into overarching categories. We had a category for psychological distress, for instance, which was measured, for example, as depression or anxiety. Another category was for coping with the caring role, which could have been measured as caregiver burden or stress, for example. We also tried to standardise things by focusing our analysis on data from the first follow-up after the intervention. We found 11 trials with just over 1,800 participants. 9 interventions were directly delivered to the caregiver. 6 of these provided support in the caring role, such as emotional support and advice on providing care. The other 3 involved, in one, testing a family life review, in another, advice on sleep hygiene, and in the third, family grief therapy. None of the trials looked at the provision of practical support. The other 2 interventions aimed to support the carer indirectly via patient care, but we were not able to do much with these because the data were too limited. None of the trials set out to identify adverse effects, but the trial on grief therapy found a significant increase in family conflict in the intervention group amongst a subgroup of families classed by the researcher as hostile when this was measured a year after the intervention. When we combine the results of the 8 trials that compared caregivers who received a directly delivered intervention with those who received no additional support, we found a significant reduction in psychological distress. We also found marginal improvements in coping skills and quality of life, but neither of these analyses was statistically significant. In summary, there is some evidence that supportive interventions may help family and friends cope emotionally, at least in the short term. But this needs confirming in larger rigorous trials. Future research should seek to identify those types of support that might be of more benefit and the types of carers who are more likely to benefit. The uncertainty about the effects on the physical health of caregivers and their use of health services also needs to be tackled, as does the need to evaluate interventions that involve the provision of practical domestic support.
The current version of Bridget's review is available at www.thecochranelibrary.com, which is where you'll also find the updates for the review as those new trials are done.